Monday, June 8th, 2026, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
We will go ahead and start our commissioner meeting. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yep, we'll go ahead and take attendance.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
A current copy of the Open the Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. I guess it's on the north, the table there on the north end there. We'll go ahead and start our meeting with public comment. So if there's anybody here that would like to comment on anything that is not on today's agenda, now would be the time to come forward. Just state your name and let us know what you're here for. Anybody have anything you want to talk about?
Good afternoon. My name is Aaron Merrithew, and I am here for a couple different reasons. First and foremost is to dispute a bill that I received from the county about some damage to the roadway. So I tried since the first of this month to contact the two board members as described by Jolene Gubbles, which is Brian and Jeff. Brian, he's got a full voicemail box. I don't know if you know that or not.
Did not know that.
Yeah. And then Jeff, I actually left two voice messages, neither one of which ever responded. Almost seven different phone calls in regards to each. The biggest issue that I have is the cost of the gravel that was put down and the trucking fees. I don't dispute the overtime use and the vehicle fee for employees to come out and put up barricades, because the issue stemming back on, May 11th, those barricades are still there. So the $40.40, I will haul them out to the county myself, and we can do away with that fee. However, the $575 in this pea gravel and the trucking fees, I will not be paying that. That's beyond ridiculous to try and bill me for some quote-unquote here damage to the roadway that I've not seen. And if somebody's billing me for it, then I would really love to see the damages that someone supposedly had seen. Because I challenge every board member right here to drive down that road, and all this approximate 25 ton, you can't even see it. It's been peeled off. The road's all washboarded. So to dictate that I've damaged the road when in almost 5 years, maybe twice a year, the blade actually comes down and maintains the road, I've got a severe issue with. So that's my dispute for this, and I would really love to come to an amicable resolution of this tonight if we can.
All right, how about who was out at that site that is familiar with it?
I was out there when I had them put the barricades up, but I haven't been back, and I wasn't contacted. But I imagine Jolene and Dean were the ones that decided on what the damages were, but I haven't seen them. So,
These are just standard prices that we charge anybody. I mean, anytime that utility does some damage to the road, I mean, it's
so much per
it's
time.
For the rock, for the hauling, everything else. We didn't upcharge anything or anything like that. It was just, I mean, those were the materials that we used.
Okay, but where's the evidence of the damage that I damaged the road? Because I spent over an hour that day ensuring that road was more smooth than the easement road that I had rock hauled in for. So if somebody's claiming that there is some apparent damage, I would damn sure love to see the proof. Because I am not going to pay $744.43 for someone's guesstimation of an apparent damage. Again, I don't dispute. I will pay that it's actually $128.82 for the overtime and the vehicle use for someone to come out after hours and put up barricades. That's fine. But the extra $40.41 to pick them up, they're still there. They've been sitting there since May 12th. So it was a big issue the night of, but to try and pick them up the next day or even weeks later, they're still there. So you guys got to work with me somehow. I am blue collar in a really terrible economy, just like everybody else here.
Julian, that's the amount of, that's the gravel that we hauled to there, right?
Yeah, that's the one load of gravel. That's what it cost us to run it to Haywarden to get it and then to deliver to that road. I mean, gravel's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I was told that some of the gravel had been scraped off the road and to bill for a load of gravel. I'm checking with the foreman now to see if he took pictures. I personally was not on site, but Dean said we had a whole load of gravel out there, and that's where that amount is from.
And that's what we're going from too. Is like I said, with the road foreman, he was out there, looked at it, said it needed a load of gravel, and again, you know, this is what the gravel costs us. We're not making any money on it.
I know that you're not out to make any money because that'd be double dipping. But still, that entire road needs way more than 25 ton. You probably need 300 ton from the four-way intersection because of the addition right there, all the extra truck traffic. That road turns to crap a week after the blade comes down. So for me to get billed for the extra 25 ton, no sir. And it's pea gravel. Have you ever tried to keep a motorcycle upright on pea gravel? It's pretty tough.
Yeah, it is.
Brian, you know.
Yep,
it's terrible. So, and I understand it comes to a cost aspect, but what about the safety aspect for those that actually live out there? I've shattered out windows just driving down that road, myself and my neighbors. We don't send the bill in because we live on gravel. We get that. But to get billed for this without any documentation or proof, I definitely sternly object to that.
Okay, let's set that to the side for just a minute here, and let's talk about your other,
right.
And then we'll go back to it.
Okay, so my other issue is the night in question, May 11th, I had a very interesting conversation with Rick Bosquet. This whole incident could have easily been avoided if Rick would have actually approached my residence and talked to me like a human being instead of coming and going off half-cocked. And I've got a severe issue with someone that can actually vote for this county and remain neutral when he actually contacted my employer and tried to get me fired over this incident. That's personal. How do we go from a county issue to a personal matter? That's low.
Okay, and that would be an issue between you and him, not something that really pertains
As other sitting members of the board and an issue that I'm bringing before the board, I kind of needs to recuse himself from this incident. The board members probably should be talking to each other about this because I don't understand how someone can do that.
Well, I want to say something. That night in question, I walked up to your house and I was cordial to you. I just asked, "Who do you know who's responsible for this?" And you said you were.
Yep.
And I said, you shouldn't be dumping on the county road. And you said that you wanted it to build up another road. And I said, that's fine. But why didn't you dump it on the other road? And you said you didn't want people driving in your grass or whatever. And then I said, well, don't you think we need to have some barricades or as such? And so then I said, what if somebody would run into that, like a carload of family? And your comment was, well, they should pay attention.
Actually, Rick, it got pretty heated before then.
It never got heated at all, Aaron, and you know it.
No, actually, sir, I had two witnesses.
And you guys did. You ordered me off your property, and there was no, I wasn't hot, mad, or anything other than I I was upset that you didn't think it was a big deal to have something with a little spinner and a little light you couldn't hardly see.
Well, we're going to agree to disagree because there's always three sides to a story.
Oh, there is.
So
let me ask, did you order the gravel? So let me get this straight, because I wasn't out there either. There was a load of gravel that you had delivered to you, right?
Yes.
And did you have that ordered to be dumped on the county road to be pulled over to where? Or where was it supposed to go?
It's supposed to go on an easement road that the county doesn't even recognize that I maintain myself out of pocket.
Then how did it wind up on the county road?
Because it was a miscommunication between myself and a friend that actually brought the gravel to me. And my skid loader at the time was down. I wasn't expecting it that Monday. It was Tuesday. So, again, all this kind of stemmed from a miscommunication that could have easily been avoided. But, yes, I understand, and that's why I don't dispute the overtime and the vehicle use fee of $128.
So then the talk is then when you removed your gravel to your road, then additional gravel was moved. Is that what
that's what my understanding is, because
And that's
to the notation is it's a hazard to the road.
So if you guys are good with this, just kick it around. We're not going to be able to talk to Dean during this meeting, so why don't you two get to Dean, talk it over between yourself, and then get a hold of this gentleman here, and then see if there's you know, something that can be worked out, and if not, then we would have to go forward from there. But you guys good with that?
Yeah, it's fine. I apologize for not answering your phone call. I'm working overnights.
So Dean will get a hold of these two guys. They'll talk it over. If Dean's got any evidence of the damage done to the road, etc., or additional gravels being taken from the road from you know, when it was taken off there, those guys will figure it out. They're the county road guys. They will get it hashed out, and they'll get back to you. One of them will give you a call, and if you're still unhappy with that, we'll come back to the meeting and we'll see what we need to try to do to go forward.
And it'll have to be on the agenda if you're going to reimburse him or
Okay, well, as it stands, I won't be paying this bill until we've got some amicable resolution.
Yeah, and since Rick was there during that, he'll just recuse himself if it ever comes to a vote, and everything's good with that. And, you know, there's not everybody's always at their best. I know I'm not. So hopefully we can get something figured out to where it works out.
I get that. But when the CEO of a company comes to me, my employer, and tells me that an individual from the county reached out and told him personally that I need to be fired, terminated over this incident.
I never told him that. I just said you wouldn't work for me.
Well, I can tell you, Rick.
So anyway, Aaron,
he has no reason to lie to me.
Yeah, well, he probably didn't.
All right. I appreciate you coming in, and definitely be looked into in a timely fashion. They'll get a hold of you before our next meeting for sure.
Okay. Thanks,
Brian. Yep. Anybody else with any public comment?
Somebody's calling in.
That's my ex-wife.
Answer it.
I guess she can. Dakota County Commissioner's Boardroom. Are you, which department are you looking for? You're talking to the commissioner's boardroom right now.
Everyone's waiting.
Okay, give me 1 second here.
What do they want?
They need upstairs to
county
court.
All right, back to the meeting.
Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from May 26, 2026. Approval of payroll claims May 24 through June 6 2026. Approval of payroll account payable claims, and then approval of account payable claims. So I came in here earlier today and went through payroll, and everything seems to be in order.
Make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through D.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. New business. County Treasurer's Office requesting board approval of Resolution 26-009, releasing two pledged securities.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Steph.
We just need to release a couple pledges. I dispersed the money during the month end, so no longer needed.
So they didn't, the money that was in those was used for the county purposes?
Yep,
so
I dispersed it to all the entities that needed it to go to.
And every time that you have the money that goes into those and out, it has to be a separate tracking deal. Okay,
yep.
All right.
So move to approve.
Second.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Board to approve Resolution 26C-010, approving, adopting, ratifying, and affirming the execution and performance of a lease purchase agreement with NACO Leasing Corporation, the acquisition of road tractor not to exceed $85,000. So Jolene, that's for the balance of the tractor.
Yeah, we're hoping with claims, the end of year balance, we can pay a big chunk of it off. That's why it's not to exceed $85,000. We think it's probably going to be, $60,000.
Uh-huh.
But they gave us a little grace in case something popped up or whatever.
Yep.
But then once we know the amount, then they'll come back with the final number.
And they'll finance it with that final number.
Yep, this is just to help so Grossenberg don't have to wait so long for that final number to get the documents processed.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve Resolution 26C-010.
Second.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rodney Risdorf requesting permission to close a portion of Stable Drive to hold his annual car show event, Scene of the Crash, being held at Dakota Thurston County Fairgrounds for the date July 17th, 8 a.m. through July 19th, 10 a.m., and the use of the road department barricades. I know Rodney has done this for the last several years and has entered the same agreement with us. Is this the new shirt for this year?
No, that's last year.
Come on, you're supposed to be ahead of the game.
They're working on the final
drawing,
but that's this year's flyer.
So Rodney has done this for, how many years now?
Year 12, but I think this is 7 over here at the fairgrounds.
Yep, it always seems to be well attended. A lot of cars come over, so it's a nice event for sure.
I'd move to approve.
I'd say it.
Seems to be growing.
Yep. So, we'll make sure that the barricades are available out there, and we'll go from there.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks. Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
I just realized I spelled Tyler's last name wrong.
Tyler Faulkner, jail captain, requesting board approval to purchase a new live scan system device from IDEMIA. What you got there?
Yeah, so our current system that we have right now is going to be outdated in 2 years. We can pay $15,000
for the 2 years, and then it's going to be done. We'll have to get a new machine. Or while we have the money, we can spend the $28,000 to get us a new machine now, and then there's 5 years it'll be under maintenance. So then we pay $4,000 every year after that, and it'll keep us in line.
So that's the new fingerprint machine.
Yep, yep.
They do it at intake?
Yep. They'll do it at intake, and then that sends all the information to the FBI and all that stuff so we can keep track of everything. Keeps us within jail standards.
And I know that in meeting with all the department heads this past week, there is some money in the jail's budget for this last calendar year we're finishing up. Trying to get ahead of things a little bit, which it doesn't really matter because, I mean, if you take it out now or take it out later, it all figures the same. But I figure just as well try to do that out of this calendar year because it's an expense that we're going to have.
Do you pay for all the maintenance up front, or is it?
The $28,000, that gives us a one-year warranty, and then after that we have to pay for the maintenance yearly.
Is there a lot of maintenance on it?
I don't believe, no. But if we have something, the good thing about this is they'll send someone in to actually work on it. Doesn't fall on the jail staff to replace parts or anything. They'll send someone down to do that.
Okay.
But as far as I know, no, we haven't had any major issues with it yet.
So which maintenance program are you looking at in the flyer there? Yeah. There's
this would be the, on page 2 of 9, that's one that you guys have?
Yep.
So, and that's the one where it'd be the $28,000 up front. That gives us the new machine, the warranty, and everything. And then after that, we do the yearly maintenance if we needed it.
So it'd be...
I'm pretty proud of the maintenance.
Yeah, but you're... But year 3 to 6, I mean, there's a $400 jump, right? Or is that annual?
That's the annual.
Okay, for year 3, year 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
So every year.
Yeah.
So every year we got to pay for the maintenance.
So there's no advantage to doing a maintenance contract up front.
No. Yeah. No.
I make motion to approve the purchase for the new life scan system.
Second.
All right. Sounds good. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yeah.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Jolene with our county road report.
Hello. So, just in relation to the car show, Cherie, has that worked out good for us to put the dust control down like 2 weeks ahead of time for the car show and the fair, or does we feel like we're kind of losing some goodie out of it by the time
we
the fair?
We lose some by the time the fair gets there. It's kind of dusty again.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
I suppose it all depends on the rain. And
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So when do they'll grade it prior to doing that?
Right. Yeah. I was texting Dean, so I wasn't listening. Did he request dust control with the barricades or not? Okay.
Yeah.
That's just something that I think it used to be.
I mean,
closer.
We like it down a week before.
A week before.
Set. Otherwise, it gets tracked into
okay. The
building and campers. And
so, since he did not request that, is that okay just to do it not for the car show and a week ahead of the fair? Or would you guys rather see it?
You can do whatever.
I think the road's closed. I don't think they use it.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of traffic.
No.
On it for the car show.
No.
I remember
when
I've been there.
Yeah. I would say let's just do it a week before the fair.
A week before the fair? Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they can maybe maintain. There is that area when it rains, a lot of a big puddle sits between the road and the parking.
Okay,
so
didn't we put some gravel?
Like drive around it.
Don't we have to do that about every year?
Yeah, I don't know that it, yeah. might need to haul some dirt in or something.
Okay.
I
think we got some rain coming this week. I'll tell Dean to drive around down there and kind of look to see.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to get that water pushed away unless there was a culvert that was getting pushed too, you know.
It kind of goes up on the road so people have to go around it.
Okay.
More so.
Sorry, I got to take notes, sir. My memory's not as great. What's that? That's what I'm making a note for Dean to drive around out there and look at it and see what we can do, and especially if we get some moisture, we'll be more apparent to what's going on. Okay, we had 253 hours of grading roads, 46 hours out on M Avenue. So while the road was closed out there, while they were doing the paving, we tried to shape up the ditches. We still got to go out there and do some seeding and put some rock breaks in there to kind of help with the drip to slow the water down. Hopefully we'll get that finished next week. We had 121 hours hauling gravel. We hauled just under 14 ton of 1-inch out on the road and 305 ton of road gravel on the road, and we hauled about 190 tons of product into the yard. 12 hours on signs, 32 hours on spraying weeds, and requests for grading on L, Golf Road, Stable Drive, and gravel on Oakdale and 207th. Any questions?
Did we haul the stuff into our yard this time? Or was it third
time? Oh, yeah, no, as opposed to contracting it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. We're hoping maybe we're kind of trying to save money for the tractor. So
for sure.
In July, maybe reaching out and see if we can get some hauled in.
Okay.
Any questions?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Commissioner committee reports.
Have an LEC meeting tomorrow night.
Okay.
It was at the NACO meeting last week. A lot of good stuff. Like I said, they handed out one of the pamphlets there. Had pretty good program. We had meetings the first day, first morning, with the land use permit stuff. So the committee's doing a lot of good work. Cornelia's on that. And you can talk a little bit more about it.
They shared a workbook or like a handout that I'll forward to you. I don't see if you already got it, but basically it just kind of goes through like the best practices for permitting different types of with the new legislation, right? Just moving forward with some counties don't have any sort of like anything to go off of, right?
Planning and zoning
regulations. Yep. So
a comprehensive plan.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Was a good time.
I didn't have anything this week.
That was it for me from last week.
I will say that Jeff and I and Sheree and Kim met with all the department heads, all but one of the department heads so far, getting started on the new budget process. So everybody seemed to be very diligent at looking their stuff over. So we'll keep everybody informed as we go forward on that. Mail or emergency business?
The extension office asked me to give you guys each, it says commissioner cookie jar contest, so that's something new this year. They're going to have 4-H'ers decorate cookie jars. They'll be judged, and then the 5 top cookie jars are going to be distributed to the commissioners.
Wow.
And I think they say with cookies in them. I believe it's the Wednesday night, July 29th.
Yep.
If you can make it, that would be great. If not, I get to keep the cookie jar.
There you go.
You have the jar. I want the cookies.
Yeah.
Whatever they decide.
Whatever they want, yeah.
Brian, did you have something you wanted?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All volunteers.